Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and we are here again in a year in the Word. It is so important that we be readers, hearers, and most of all, doers of the Word of God. In the Word, we do find the answers to life's questions, the life's quandaries, and the hope for all humanity. Thank you so, so very much for joining with me on this journey through a year in the Word. I am so glad to have you with me on today. Today we are reading from Job chapters 9 and 10, just two chapters today, so I won't be before you very long, and you can head into your weekend, enjoy your family's rest, enjoy your lunchtime or whatever time of day this is for you. It's actually noon here in the Pacific Northwest. So again, Job chapters 9 and 10, I am reading from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. And we want to give glory to God on today, even before we go forward in his word. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you. Oh, God, giving you glory for the great things you have done. Lord, giving you glory for the great things you are doing. You are God, and there is no other. We are so thankful, so grateful to you, Lord God, for enabling us to be able to come together to read your word and to go forth through your word throughout this year. We thank you, Lord God, for the things that we have gleaned by your spirit. You are illuminating the word before us, and we give you glory. Oh, God, we're getting understanding, and we are making a habit to read the word of God on a daily basis, not every once in a while. Our Bibles are not going to sit on a shelf and get dusty this year. We are honoring you, Lord God, by going through your word. Father, we humble ourselves before you as we do this, asking, Lord God, that you move in the midst of us. Redirect our path, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Show us the way that you would have us to go. Oh, Lord God, give us and show us our purpose in this world, our purpose in this life, our purpose in the countries that we're in. What would you have of us, Lord God, as we are in your presence each and every day, reading your word, Lord God, and looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord God, that you might make us what we ought to be, no longer what we think we should be. Lord, we have goals and aspirations, yes, but Lord, your goal and your aspirations for us are so much greater, because in them there is abundance. In your desire for us is healing. In your desire for us is purpose, because you know the talents and the abilities that you place within each and every one of these that are listening on today. Father, in the name of Jesus, move, Lord God, throughout, Lord God, the broadcast audience, even right now, oh God, in Jesus' name. Let your spirit, Lord God, connect with each and every soul, even right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. No matter what they've been enduring, no matter what they've encountered, Lord, no matter what they've been told, no matter what faith they were in or among, Father, in the name of Jesus, move, oh God. Let the word become alive before their eyes and in their souls, even now, oh God. Move, Lord God, every obstacle and destroy every yoke of the enemy. Even right now, Lord God, dispatch a legion of angels into the atmosphere, Lord, to minister to each and every soul and to make war with every demonic presence that has come against our purpose in the name of Jesus. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God, everything that has come against our purpose, Lord God, has come against that you destined us to do, is an enemy of God. And we are declaring it in the name of Jesus that we shall be healed as we go forth reading the word, as we go forth seeking your face, Lord God, as you illuminate and give us revelations from on high. Oh, Lord God, we know that we are blessed We are healed and we are delivered. We are victorious in the name of Jesus. Open our minds and hearts on today as we read Job chapters 9 and 10, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, and help us to move forward and not back. We declare this day, Lord God, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of breakthrough. Today, oh, the victory of the Lord is in my path, and I am victorious. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God Almighty. Glory to Jesus. He is our hope today. Hallelujah. He is our solution. Jesus is the answer for the world. He's the only answer. In him, everything we have need of. Hallelujah is done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I give glory and thanks to the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go forward in the word of God. We honor the Lord God because he is God. He is a way maker. He is moving in ways that we do not see and we do not understand, and yet he is still moving. He is for us and not against us. Amen. He loves us with an everlasting love, and he will not stop. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Hallelujah. Nothing that you've ever done can separate you from the love of God. He loves you no matter where you've been, no matter who you've been with, no matter what you've done. The Lord still loves you. It will not cease. It cannot. And he is not a man that he should lie. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, we give you glory on today. Amen. Job chapters 9 and 10. Amen. I'm going to begin our reading for today. Amen. I am reading from the New King James Version of the Holy Bible. Glory to God. I hope you've been following along. If you have not, amen, it is every single episode has been archived, and all you have to do is go to our episodes and even start from the beginning if you like and listen to the reading of the word and encouragement that comes forth every week. Glory to God. Job chapters 9 and 10. Then Job answered and said, "Truly I know it is so. But how can a man be righteous before God? If one wished to contend with him, he could not answer him one time out of 1,000. God is wise in heart and mighty in strength. Who has hardened himself against him and prospered? He removes the mountains and they do not know. When he overturns them in his anger, he shakes the earth out of its place and its pillars tremble. He commands the sun, and it does not rise. He seals off the stars. He alone spreads out the heavens and treads on the waves of the sea. He made the bear, Orion, and the Pleiades, and the chambers of the south. He does great things past finding out. Yes, wonders without number. If he goes by me, I do not see him. If he moves past, I do not perceive him. If he takes away, who can hinder him? Who can say to him, 'What are you doing?' God will not withdraw his anger, and the allies of the proud lie prostrate beneath him. How then can I answer him and choose my words to reason with him? For though I were righteous, I could not answer him. I would beg mercy of my judge. If I called and he answered me, I would not believe that he was listening to my voice, for he crushes me with a tempest, my wounds without cause. He will not allow me to catch my breath, but fills me with bitterness. If it is a matter of strength, indeed he is strong. And if of justice, who will appoint my day in court? Though I were righteous, my own mouth would condemn me. Though I were blameless, it would prove me perverse. I am blameless, yet I do not know myself. I despise my life. It is all one thing. Therefore, I say, he destroys the blameless and the wicked. If the scourge slays suddenly, he laughs at the plight of the innocent. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covers the faces of his judges. If it is not he, who else could it be? Now my days are swifter than a runner. Flee away, but they see no good. They pass by like swift ships, like an eagle swooping on its prey. If I say I will forget my complaint, I will put off my sad face and wear a smile. I am afraid of all my suffering. I know that you will not hold me innocent. If I am condemned, why then do I labor in vain? If I wash myself with snow water and cleanse my hands with soap, yet you plunge me into the pit. And my own clothes will abhor me, for he is not a man as I am, that I may answer him, and that we should go to court together. Nor is there any mediator between us who may lay his hand on us both. Let him take his rod away from me, and do not let dread of him terrify me. Then I will speak and not be afraid, but it is not so with me. My soul loathes my life. I will give free course to my complaint. I will speak in bitterness of my soul. I will say to God, do not condemn me. Show me why you can contend with me. Does it seem good to you that you should oppress, that you should despise the work of your hands and smile on the counsel of the wicked? Do you have eyes of flesh, or do you see as man sees? Are your days like the days of a mortal man? Are your years like the days of a mighty man, that you should seek my iniquity and search out my sin? Although you know that I am not wicked, and there is no one who can deliver from your hands, your hands have made me and fashioned me and intricate, yet you would destroy me. Remember, I pray, that you have made me like clay. And will you turn me into dust again? Did you not pour me out like milk and curdle me like cheese? Clothe me with skin and flesh and knit me together with bones and sinews. You have granted me life and favor, and your care has preserved my spirit. And these things you have hidden in your heart, and I know that was with you. If I sin, then you mark me and will not acquit me of my iniquity. If I am wicked, woe to me. Even if I am righteous, I cannot lift up my head. I am full of disgrace. See my misery. If my head is exalted, you hunt me like a fierce lion. And again, you show yourself awesome against me. And you renew your witnesses against me and increase your indignation toward me. Changes and war are ever with me. Why then have you brought me out of the womb? Oh, that I had perished and no eye had seen me. I would have been as though I had not been. I would have been carried from the womb to the grave. Are not my days few? Cease. Let me alone, and I may take a little comfort before I go to the place from which I shall not return, to the land of darkness and the shadow of death. As a land as dark as darkness itself, as the shadow of death without an order, where even the light is like darkness. I have read and you have heard from Job chapters 9 and 10. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and the most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. Now, I want to say that I know that these two chapters are disheartening, because what we're hearing is Job's anguish. He was suffering, and so many times we are suffering, and we pour out all our negativity because we're in pain, and it hurts. Pain hurts. That's true of it. It's painful. And Job was enduring a very painful time. But even in the midst of our pain, God has a remedy, and he does come to our rescue. He is a present help in the time of trouble. stay with me as we're reading through the book of Job, because his latter days were actually greater. Hallelujah. God blessed him with double. He blessed him with more than he lost. And he made him to remember his sorrows no more. And the Lord will do the same for you. We serve a God that is immutable. He does not change. Scripture says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Those things that he did for others, he will also do for you. Amen. He came that we might have life and that more abundantly. And I want to leave that word with you to be encouraged on today. The Lord is for you, not against you. His love for you cannot be changed. Nobody can take the love of God away from you. He is for you. Call upon the name of the Lord and you will be saved. Scripture says so. And the Lord God is not a man that he should lie. His promises he will always keep. He is faithful. The word faithful actually is it as far as what God is. We don't know faithfulness except through his example. He is the example of faithfulness. That's how we know how to be faithful, because of the example that the Lord has put forth before us. He loved us so much that he wrapped himself in flesh and dwelt among us and gave him his own life, the life that he came through, down through. He gave his own life because he loved us that much. And also because he is true to his word, because somebody had to die, and it had to be a perfect sacrifice, and he was the only one. The rest of us were completely marred. There was no perfection in us. But glory be to God. He came and he redeemed us, enemy that is still hot on our heels, trying hard to pull us back. But don't look backwards. Look forward. Hallelujah. Because your breakthrough is right before you. It's your breakthrough is before you, not behind you. Don't look back. Don't look back. Hold on to the Lord. Hold on to the Lord. Hold on to the word that you have given. Hold on to those prophecies. Hold on to those revelations that the Lord has given you. Some he's given dreams. Somebody came and gave you a word. Hold on to those words. The Lord knows how to encourage each and every one of us. Amen. You are blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, move in each and every one, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I want to seal this time, Lord God, with a blessing, even right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, hold up the hands of each and every one. Do not even allow them to turn back. Even now, oh God, breakthrough is before us, oh God, and we are walking into our breakthroughs, our breakouts. Our time of revelation, our time of blessing, our double for our trouble. God bless. Hallelujah. God bless each and every one of you. Glory to God. Amen. Until next time, anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll be back on tomorrow reading Isaiah chapters 23 through 28. Amen. I hope you will continue to stay with me as we continue to journey through a year in the Word. Amen.